credit cards, or maybe some other crisis in your life made you fall behind on your bills. There is a light at the end of the tunnel with Consumer Credit of America. They can help you find your way out of the debt trap and find financial freedom. Call now, 877-348-FREE. That's 877-348-FREE. Or visit them on the web at ccofamerica.com. 877-348-FREE. Not available in all states.
News about 5,000 job cuts at Microsoft and dismal economic numbers are rocking the stock market. The Microsoft downsizing will happen over the next 18 months. The Dow Jones Industrials Index was down about 190 points at midday. The Labor Department is reporting another jump in filings for initial jobless benefits claims. Last week, first-time claims rose by 62,000 from the previous week to 589,000. For the week ending January 10th, there were just over 4.6 million workers around the country who filed for unemployment benefits. A child welfare employee has pleaded guilty in a child pornography case. Correspondent John Russell has this story.
Al Zimmerman's job was to act as the voice for Florida's Department of Children and Families, the agency charged with protecting the state's children from harm. Today, however, he faces a minimum sentence of 15 years in prison after pleading guilty to producing, possessing, and receiving child pornography. One of his victims was a child in one of the state's foster homes. Zimmerman came to the job with the DCF after working as a reporter for a local TV station. John Russell, IRN, USA Radio News.
One child is dead and 14 others are injured after a group of children were struck by a van in the Chinatown section of Manhattan before noon today. Witnesses say a restaurant delivery van was backing up towards the front of a restaurant when it crashed into a group of children and adults who were on a field trip. Several other children have been seriously injured in the accident. An investigation is underway. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Network coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. So, without further ado, Joel Skousen, how are you today?
I'm just fine, Dr. Stan. It's always good to be with you.
Well, what are we going to talk about?
Well, you know, I had a lot of specific things, but there's such a euphoric atmosphere around the Barack Obama inauguration and his, in essence, claiming that, yes, it's going to be a tough battle, but everything is going to be all right. We are going to solve all the problems in the United States, and it's absolutely ludicrous. The public sense of relief at the passing of the Bush administration was palpable. President Bush was even booed by a large number of attendees when presented by the announcer at the inaugural rostrum of dignitaries. The media, of course, is focused on and fomented a cult-like euphoria around Barack Obama. But those hopes and dreams, I believe, are destined to be dashed on the rocks of reality. There's a marked difference between the outgoing President George W. Bush and the newly elected President Barack Obama. The first was an outright puppet whose every move was scripted, and the second, though he's still though he's still controlled, thinks he's going to be allowed by his handlers to rearrange the world as we know it towards a leftist agenda. Well, at least Bush had no illusions about who was really calling the shots. Obama, in contrast, thinks he is in charge and therefore comes across more like a preacher or a cheerleader than a script reader. But the end result, I think, will be the same. There'll be no real change except in the negative sense. There is a massive control system underneath the surface of government, and though the rhetoric, the style, you know, the tone of government will appear to change, the substance of our root problems, international bullying, heavy-handed government control, collapsing economy, and illegal government spying, imprisonment, and torture, that will not change. The torture and spying will simply go underground. And in tomorrow's World Affairs Brief, I'm giving a preview of what the Obama regime has in store for its naive and euphoric followers and its victims. You know, here's his major impossible dream speech. He says, today I say to you that the challenges we face may not be met easily or in a short span of time, but know this, America, they will be met. Well, he uses met in the sense that they will be defeated, that is, the challenges. In challenging terrorism, he claimed, incredulously, you cannot outlast us and we will defeat you. Well, no savvy military leader believes that. I mean, terrorism on its small scale has never been defeated. You just can't do it, no matter how big your armies. It just melds back into the countryside and rears its ugly head again. I predict that this statement of Brahma, that you cannot outlast us and we will defeat you, will become his equivalent of Bush's mission accomplished banner, if the press ever chooses to make it an issue, which it won't. It did on President Bush, but not for Obama. Only a fool or a practical or a political speechwriter, you know, would make these kinds of claims. These were illusions of a preacher mentality. Like Jimmy Carter before him, he will fail but never admit it. They'll always have some other solution to come up for every failure. It's just like, you know, the medical establishment and their drugs. You have side effects, and they have another drug for the side effects, and those have side effects, and they have another drug. And as long as you keep pushing something, pushing hope at people, asking for time to see if it works, the public has almost an infinite amount of patience to let government continue to take them down the rosy path. And unfortunately, this path is leading towards destruction.
I certainly agree with you, and I think it's tragic, but you know the enthusiasm put forward by that crowd of people. Everybody is looking for a solution. Everybody knows something seriously wrong, and here's a young man who's been created by the media. There's almost he's certainly another Abraham Lincoln. He's going to be, you know, the leader who's going to change the course of America and make everything all right. And there are lots of social injustices out there. But what most people don't understand, there is no problem facing our country today that a new series of federal programs will not make worse. What we need to do is free up the individual incentive of the American people and the productive genius of the American people to get our economy working, not give the government more money to throw out and eventually destroy the value of our currency and impoverish our people.
Well, certainly, as you say, that crowd was ready for a full bevy of false promises. He'd already had, you know, a track record of having to backtrack on his campaign promises. And yet, in this speech, he said, on this day, we come to proclaim an end to the petty grievances. There certainly won't be an end to the major grievances. And false promises and the recriminations, worn-out dogmas that far too long have strangled our politics. Well, you know, that's a speechwriter's paradise, but Dr. Stan, you know as well as I do, that's a false promise to end all false promises. He says, you know, the question we ask today is not whether our government is too big or too small, but whether it works, whether it helps families find jobs at a decent wage, care that they can get, meaning health care, a retirement system that is dignified. Obviously, his criteria is skewed towards benefit corruption of the voters. You know, that's his definition of what works. And sadly, it does work in the sense of winning over voters and making them just be euphoric about the possibilities. Argentinians, for example, still remember the dictator Perón in the midst of a huge depression gave them free bread, and they loved him for it. Even though they failed to see that this populist measure of giving free food and other subsequent forms of socialism eventually completely destroyed the Argentine economy. The leftist agenda of Obama will be popular. Benefits always are, especially when the government uses deficit spending to finance them rather than raising taxes. You know, the powers that be have long learned that as long as you don't make the middle class pay for socialism or wars or foreign aid in new taxes, people will remain passive. And it's an absolute win tactic for them. I've just been amazed at how it silences the opposition if they don't have to pay for something. More people than ever will feel like they have been helped when Obama puts money into their pockets. Future inflation will take all that back again, and people will ultimately be worse off as their true standard of living declines. But rarely, just like in Argentina, will they blame the person like FDR. Everybody keeps saying that FDR was a big success. His programs were not a big success. And the same thing with the Obama bailouts. So they will appear to be successful to the small guy because they put money into their pockets, but ultimately there'll still be a drain in our economy. You cannot, as you have pointed out many times, you cannot improve an economy that's been destroyed by a bubble of inflation by more inflation, by recreating a bubble. That's what they did, in fact, after the dot-com bubble in computers. They created another bubble in real estate. And it has collapsed now, and we're worse off, far worse off, than had we let the companies in the dot-com boom go under and people lose their money. We'd be better off this time around had we let the big banks fall and go back to real, honest, what's left in cash. And let the speculative economy fall.
Well, if it fell, we would be miserable for, you know, for a year or so, and then, of course, the economy would come back again. The what things that they're doing is going to drag this this terrible tragedy on for years and years, for a decade or more, and people don't understand that the government cannot solve this problem, the problem of excess money, by throwing more money at it. Or somebody was showed a cartoon of Mr. Obama at that bottom of the ocean with a pump, and he's saying, now we just got to get a little water and prime the pump. You know? And he's surrounded by water, and this is the big problem today.
Yeah, you're going to pump water out and pump water in. It's going to go around the circle.
Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen. As we look and see the new administration, the hopes and, of course, ultimate disillusionment of the people, and just as we see over in Iceland today and certainly in Eastern Europe and in Greece and other countries, total disillusionment with government. And Henry Kissinger has told us that we are facing chaos unless we go along with the establishment's plan. The New World Order.
I know what it's like to lay awake at night and worry about mounting credit card debt. That nagging feeling in the pit of your stomach that just won't go away. And the phone calls from collectors. Forget about it. Then I called Help You Out of Debt. Their professional staff of debt mediators were able to help me get my upside down finances back on track and help stop the phone call. My Help You Out of Debt settlement specialist understood exactly what I was going through. My specialist was able to get creditors off my back, negotiate huge reductions on most of my balances, and help me fight back against the credit card companies. Help You Out of Debt specialists are experts in debt mediation and settlement. They are on your side. They've helped thousands of people just like me and can help you too. Call now and get a free debt review. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card or unsecured debt and ready to start fighting back, call 866-374-3101 and get your free debt review. That's 866-374-3101 or on the web at helpyououtofdebt.com. 866-374-3101.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800. But your or gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodyne, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablot to stimulate these to detox and anti-cancer protection, Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes, and Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And with us is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. And we're simply talking about the euphoria there that we saw in the crowd on Inauguration Day. And, of course, Mr. Obama's getting off to a good start. He's going to close down Guantanamo. He's going to have openness in government and telling the government employees, if somebody comes in with a Freedom of Information Act, they have a request for information. They have a right to know it. We're going to make government transparent. We're not going to conceal information as the last administration did. He's going to freeze the salaries of White House employees who are making more than $100,000 a year. I mean, he's starting out and he's really sounding great. Is there anything wrong with the things he's done so far, Joel?
Yes, they're really non-substantive things. For example,
absolutely.
The closing of Guantanamo Bay and the rules restricting lobbies won't really change anything significantly. A little bit of freezing of the wealthy salaries, you can actually increase the cost of government by increasing the number of people you hire, even if you keep the salaries the same. Illegal detention and torture will still take place after Guantanamo is closed, which may take years, as we know. Since Guantanamo will still physically exist as a prison, it may well revert to a secret prison, just like it was before, instead of an open symbol of war crimes. And one thing I do applaud is Obama's executive order requiring that the conditions of confinement at Guantanamo until its closure comply with common Article 3 of the Geneva Conventions and all of the applicable laws. But you see, that shouldn't have to be an executive order since it's already the law of the land. In other words, that executive order was simply, you don't need an executive order to say, we're going to obey the law now. I mean, you simply state, we're going to stop disobeying the law, but there's no proof that you know, that in fact the dark side elements of government will do so. Obama doesn't have a clue that he has no way of knowing if the dark side of government is complying with this. He has no way of knowing if secrets are being held back because they only tell him what they want him to know.
He can't even have a person like Rahm Emanuel in there.
You know, as the front man for all the information that gets to the president.
And he can't even have his own BlackBerry, you know. They're going to take that away from us, so he'll have no contact with the outside world. It's all symbolism over substance. It sounds really great. But, of course, is there going to be any real change? And I fear that you're absolutely right, Joel. It's all rhetoric over reality, and we're going to feel real good, at least for the time being. But you go right ahead.
Well, you know, this executive order, interesting enough, only applies to Guantanamo. The CIA doesn't have to apply it to their secret prisons around the world. This is a perfect example how the public gets deceived into thinking real change has occurred when it hasn't. As for Obama's lobbyist restrictions, they only apply to the new generation of officials coming into his administration. He's basically saying that they can't lobby, or they can't take a position, if they've been a previous lobbyist, they can't take a position that has to do with the fields that they were lobbying for. And if they leave the administration, they cannot lobby this administration until he's out of office. And but you see, these rules only add a year or two to the time delay of officials in the revolving door system of Washington, but they don't do anything to restrict current lobbying payoffs and corruption of the legislative process, which is still legion. And even if you do restrict these young guys coming into the Obama White House, I mean, there are hundreds and hundreds of lobbyists in Washington that aren't affected by this because, obviously, it doesn't actually change the manner in which people lobby and give and corrupt through the monetary process of elected officials. And the promise, for example, of being hired after your, you know, lead government. I think one of the only ways to stop that is to actually prohibit people from lobbying the government once they've been an official in government. That's one of the prices you pay for the high salary of becoming a government official. You cannot take a job as a lobbyist.
Ever again, I really
believe. You cannot go work for the military.
Right.
And that's the only way to stop this incestuous relationship. Well, it looks like we've got illegal amnesty coming down the pike again. All of the bad legislation of the past years is being repackaged with new euphemistic titles and offered up to Congress by the new Democratic leadership. More bailouts, gun restrictions, protection for gays against private discrimination, hate crimes, amnesty for illegals, national health care, national service. It's all coming out in an avalanche. You know, we spent all of this time before shouting down amnesty, mailing millions of letters and emails to Congress, and it was an overwhelming response. I don't think Congress has ever faced the kind of wall of opposition that they faced on illegal amnesty. And 2 weeks, of course, a new Congress was convened, and what did Senator Harry Reid do? He introduced a set of 10 bills letting everyone know exactly what the Democratic agenda would be for the 111th Congress. Number 9 on the list was Senate Bill Number 9. It's a little two-page bill called, get this, Stronger Economy, Stronger Borders Act of 2009. Now, notice this. Tucked within Stronger Economy is we must reform and rationalize our avenues for immigration in order to rebuild our economy. So they're going to go at this amnesty as a way to rebuild the economy. What they won't do in the name of fixing the economy. This is just incredibly slick and evil.
You're absolutely right, but you know, it's not what the title of the bill is. It's what's in the bill that really counts.
Right, but this is such an egregious and, you know, stronger economy bill, and it's an amnesty bill.
Well, of course, what this is going to do is there are already so many Americans out of work, and I talk to them all the time. People have lost their jobs. Already, of course, they're beginning to run out of money. They don't know how they're going to pay for their home or their automobile or keep food on the table. And now we're going to bring in people to compete with them for jobs. This is organized madness. Or maybe it's something far more sinister.
So that they can continue to legally take the job, and
right.
That's not right.
Right.
You know, there are ways in a true constitutional and libertarian way to provide for the free flow of labor across borders, and that is where a person puts his citizenship on the line to sponsor somebody to come in and work for him. He guarantees that he will be responsible for all of that person's health, welfare, and housing, and responsible for his conduct, will it hear, or otherwise his citizenship would be at risk. Now, if you had those kinds of rules, first of all, being responsible for the person means that the cost of that cheap labor suddenly went up to equal with, at least, or sometimes more expensive than hiring indigenous people, of which you're not responsible for them. But you see, responsibility and holding people responsible for people they bring in is the way to have liberty and at the same time have everybody be self-policing in this regard, because you cannot simply have open borders. When you have enough injustice in the world and economic hardship, people would simply swamp across the border. And in South Africa, remember the time when you had all those squatters on people's property that nobody had the heart to drive them off, and so they ended up taking possession of people's property? That's what happens when you have open borders.
Well, I think we're in for some real problems with the legislative agenda. I don't think most of the people who voted for Obama really understood what was coming down the line, taking away their guns, or maybe you can keep your guns, you're just going to have to disable them so they won't do any good, you won't be able to get ammunition for them. They're going to find a means of disarming the American people, because the people in positions of power hate freedom.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com, or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Joel Skousen. And Joel, before we go on, would you like to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the World Affairs Brief and get your update every Friday?
Thank you. The World Affairs Brief is showcased on my website, worldaffairsbrief.com. People can get a free sample of the World Affairs Brief by emailing me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. And it tells you how tells them how to do that on the right on the front page. Lots of other free things on the website, including a posting of all the top news stories each day. My research staff, very well trained at filtering out the ones with the most disinformation. Nothing is absolutely recommendable, but at least it saves a lot of people the effort of having to decipher through the worst of the stories. We do that for them. Lots of archival material on the right-hand column of the website. I concentrate on exposing what government does under the surface, cover-ups and agent provocateurs and other types of things, everything from the JFK assassination to Oklahoma City bombing to the 9/11 catastrophe. So if people want the inside story, my take on what went on there, please remember to go to worldaffairsbrief.com. Thank you.
All right, fine. Well, what are we going to go to next?
Well, you know, there's a new hate crimes bill coming, but it's a real, there's actually a couple of them. There's a standard hate crimes bill, which has been rejected five times by Congress. Hate crimes legislation has always been a problem because of its tendency to criminalize free speech and freedom of association and freedom of religion. Its hidden agenda is to take away people's right to not associate with, to not hire, to not do business with, or rent living quarters to homosexuals. Most people do not fully understand the importance of the right not to do something, not to be forced by government to associate or do business with people that who you object to. Now, we lost the main right of doing business with who you want to in the Civil Rights Act. Under the guise of racism, they took away your ability to restrict who, if you have an invitation to do public business, you can't restrict to anybody. And it's a problem because it affects renters who now have to rent to unmarried couples. They can't say they prefer Christians. They can't discriminate against homosexuals or any deviants in our society whatsoever. You know, one thing leads to another, and then business people now find themselves always looking over their shoulder at a potential discrimination lawsuit for making any kind of discriminatory judgment in who they hire or who they rent to. People need to understand this hook that's in all civil rights legislation, and it's the demise of a very important fundamental right, the right to associate or not associate with someone you choose not to do so for whatever reason. We can decry certain reasons that people discriminate, but discrimination itself is a fundamental right, and people need to understand that. But Reverend Ted Pike had an excellent commentary this week showing how attempts to pass the hate crime bill are now going to come under the mask of education, and it will end up giving billions of dollars to the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, B'nai B'rith, as they are given billions of dollars to indoctrinate students against or in favor of homosexuality. Now, the ADL has been the architect of direct hate bills in Congress that have failed for the past 10 years. They're always called the David Ray Hate Crimes Prevention Act. This is because David Ray was one of those homosexuals who was murdered, and therefore he's become the poster boy of the homosexual rights community. But the big news, of course, is the new tack they're taking. This amounts to a Trojan horse piece of legislation attempting to charm wary legislators into making America a hate crimes bureaucracy. They want to establish a hate crimes clearinghouse, a resource center, a database. That means you keep track of people who they claim are discriminating against homosexuals. That will entail any fundamentalist Christian minister who believes the Bible and its condemnation of homosexuality. Then they'll be given a 24-hour hotline. They'll be given access to all public schools to preach and to put in material into the public schools, preaching this pro-homosexual education curriculum from kindergarten to graduate school in the name of preventing hate crimes. Price tag, of course, $10 billion annually. I'm sorry, $10 million annually. And that's going to go to the ADL. What a cash cow.
Well, unfortunately, you know, the thing is that they would never tell, you know, the people that one in three lesbians is going to get breast carcinoma, a much higher rate than the regular incidence in women. And because, you know, why won't they tell them that? Because they want to encourage homosexuality. They won't tell the male homosexual he's going to die much younger simply because of what he does. If you care about homosexuals as human beings, you would be telling them that this is not a lifestyle, it's a death style, but oh my goodness, they'd probably outline that as well.
Well, and this becomes an agenda for their education things about safe sex, you know. In other words, and they refer to, you know, homosexuality as safe sex. There is no safe sex in homosexuality. It's extremely dangerous to the health in terms of the practices, which I won't go into, you know, but it's... you know, if naive people really knew the kinds of things they did, they'd realize that this is... You know, and people have the right to do what they want to do in private, but this forcing upon acceptance upon the rest of society, which is the real agenda, it's not stopping what people want to do in private, it's making us accept them in public.
You know, it's really, I'm glad you're not going to...
private lives, which I object to. This is not their right to do so.
I'm glad you're not going to go into it, because one time there was a film that was put out, and I was the medical expert just discussing what the homosexual lifestyle involved. And, of course, we got the information from the homosexual named Randy Shield, who wrote a book called And the Band Played On. And we got hundreds of organized hate calls week in, week out, month in, month out. You go to the FBI, and they say there's nothing we can do about it. It's not a hate crime if they're calling you and yelling and screaming and making obscene, you know, threats against you and your family. No, it's only if you were homosexual and you got those calls. That would be a hate crime, but it's all right what they do to you, and there's nothing we can do about it. Sorry, Charlie. So I'm glad you didn't go into anything more graphic here.
Well, you know, it's amazing how any one of us who writes a newsletter and who comments negatively about the issue of false rights that are claimed by homosexuals in the name of gaining acceptance, I get cancellations, I get calls from people, and they all universally say, you have your hateful presentation. And yet, in nowhere in my presentation did I express personal hatred towards any individual. I expressed that this is not appropriate for them to violate the rights of other people who have the right to make selections and things, but in no way, you know, have I jumped up and down and shouted and screamed obscenities about it. And yet they do that to me. And yet they're claiming that they're doing it because I'm being hateful, and they can't see that themselves, that they've been primed. It's almost like a mass propaganda. They've been primed that any opposition to homosexuality is hate speech.
And unfortunately, the homosexuals are victims of this whole incredible thing. Their leaders blocked efforts to use standard public health techniques to save the lives of homosexuals. And the average homosexual doesn't understand he's being betrayed by the very leaders he relies upon. But then I don't suppose we should point a finger at them. We Christians are often misled by our leaders as well.
Yes. Certainly, of course, the hate speech rhetoric from the homosexual side increased in volume and ferocity in the wake of the Proposition 8 controversy in California. even though the Mormon church was mostly the target of this, including violence against the churches and vandalism and outright threats. Incredible. I have some friends who were very talented filmmakers in Washington or in Hollywood who lost their jobs because they were Mormons. And because the homosexual lobby, who has a great deal of control within Hollywood, will not tolerate any opposition within their ranks.
Well, unfortunately, one day there's going to be a terrible backlash, and I really fear for the homosexuals. I mean, I've known lots of homosexuals. They're very nice people, but unfortunately, they have a deviant lifestyle, and they're being betrayed by their leaders. And it's our job, if we really care about homosexuals, to tell them that what they're doing is not a lifestyle, but a death style. We'll be back in just a moment with Joel Skousen here at Genesis.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
You are listening to GCN.
Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, Dr. Stan, I'm back to the final segment of our program. You go right ahead, Joel.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. Let's see what I can get into the last section here. Well, there was one pathetic act of George Bush when he left office. Within 64 minutes left in his last full day in office, the Bush administration petitioned a federal judge to stay enforcement of his ruling that would keep alive a lawsuit testing whether or not the president could bypass Congress and eavesdrop on American people without a warrant. So right up until the end of his administration, he was after that again. And then there was the commutation of the sentence of Ramos and Campione. Now, frankly, I will admit, Dr. Stan, I think I said on your program I had no hope whatsoever that Bush would do the right thing. And I hate to give credit for Bush for doing something right when his administration, in fact, did it for the wrong reason. You know, after the most intense lobbying campaign in history by real conservatives demanding a pardon for two border agents railroaded into prison for shooting a drug smuggler, Bush partially relented and commuted the sentence, which still leaves, of course, them with a felony conviction. As I pointed out in past briefs, these two decorated Border Patrol agents were set up and railroaded into solitary confinement specifically to put fear into the rank and file Border Patrol agent about using his weapon in the enforcement of the law, and it did have its effect. Now, the Bush administration rebuffed all attempts at a pardon and only condescended to grant a commutation of a prison sentence so as to keep conservative rage from boiling over. I think hundreds of thousands of conservatives have bolted the Republican Party, gone over to Ron Paul's style of benevolent constitutional conservatism in the wake of constant betrayal after betrayal by the Bush administration. I think the Republican leaders felt they had to do this one very reluctant act of kindness at the tail end of the administration in order to staunch a full-scale rebellion. The real heroes are not George Bush, but the conservative organizations that kept at this with hundreds of thousands of letters, calls, and emails to the Citadel White House. I frankly, you know, as I said, had given up hope, and I still think hell has its gates wide open to those who have conspired to undermine our liberty like George Bush, and this will not give them any respite whatsoever for those waiting gates.
All I can add is a loud amen. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, we've still got a tidal wave of bad times heading our way. The stock market befittingly dropped 4% of its value on inauguration day. There's still bad news to come. European countries are falling apart. That's what's the only reason keeping the dollar from tanking. The other currencies are even worse shape, especially the euro and the pound. Some are even predicting that the British pound will be on par with the dollar within a matter of months. Last year, it was double the value of the dollar, 2-1, making a visit to London a painful financial experience for Americans. Now it's already down to only a third more, a third. It's dropped two-thirds from its 2-1 average, and it's only 1.4 almost versus the dollar, and it could go to 1-1 this year. It's a real problem right now is that the banks are failing. They've got a huge amount of debts, and the government just doesn't have the financial muscle to be able to bail out those banks. It's not like Iceland, who, a relatively tiny country like Iceland, let their banks default, and all those loans were picked up by the IMF in its bailout, some $4 billion bailout package. But Britain's is just so much larger. They've got a $4.4 trillion debt hanging over them, and they just, you know, feel like they cannot afford at this time to default on that debt, and there's not enough international money left in the IMF to bail that out either. But this is one of the main reasons why the stock market fell so heavily on inauguration day as this news leaked out. Another big story, which people can get the a link if they get a sample tomorrow of my World Affairs brief, but now we finally got proof of U.S. monetary and gold manipulation by the U.S. government. GATA, which is the Gold Antitrust Action Committee, has been petitioning the government for years through FOIA requests to reveal information about how it secretly manipulates currency and gold transactions to support the dollar. And they finally got it. Going clear back to the papers in the Missouri Library of William McChesney Martin, used to be the Fed chairman for so many years, open admission from staff members that they were going to begin in the 60s to intervene in currency and gold markets in order to support the dollar, which was we were having a severe outflow of gold. And even with that manipulation, it didn't help in the long term. Nixon had to shut the gold window.
Well, I think we're in for such terrible, terrible times. I think most people really don't understand what happens when you destroy the currency of a nation. And I think this is happening all over the world. But what's going to affect us most here is destroy the value of our currency and you rob everybody of everything they spent their whole life working for. And I will tell you, there are going to be an awful lot of angry people when they realize this whole thing has been manipulated and caused intentionally.
That's right. And I believe you're right. I didn't have the evidence at first, but the evidence is becoming more and more obvious that this is a manipulated economic crisis. I mean, clearly, I mean, it was looming. They could have kept it ballooned up for any number of years just by simply not bringing attention to these defaults. And quietly paying off the defaults would have been much cheaper than this bailout that they're doing now. Clear that the defaults were used to trigger the giving of money to these major banks and bailing out their friends.
Absolutely. Do I send you my newsletter?
I do get it.
Okay, fine. Well, then I think you'll enjoy the December newsletter because it's got things in it that nobody has ever pointed out. Anyway, we're out of time. God bless. We'll talk to you later, and thank you so much, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're one of those people out there who does listen to us, 5 hours a day, why, of course, we hope if you're able to help us, you will. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-800-544-8927. Now, it is my contention, and I could prove it in a court of law, this whole thing is a scam. Our December newsletter will be posted up on the Internet here in probably in 3 or 4 days. It's printed, ready to go out. I hate to be behind, but we've just been pretty oppressed with all sorts of work. The January newsletters will be completed within 48 hours. And these three newsletters will tell you exactly how they have done this and what their goal is. And fortunately, Henry Kissinger has told us it's all about establishing a new world order. And you need to read his article. January 12th, 2009, International Herald Tribune. Google it in, January 12th, Henry Kissinger, International Herald Tribune, a new international order, or new international financial order. You can pull the article down. If you can't get it, we'll be glad to provide you with one. But he's telling us we have two choices, either chaos or give up our sovereignty and join the new international order. And what a wonderful opportunity this is. He lays it all out. But, of course, how have they pulled off the scam? Well, that's why you certainly would want to be taking our newsletter on a regular basis. Or even better, join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get our four best tapes or CDs of the month, certainly along with the other items that we offer. Now, we have a great new 4-CD set, Vaccine Update 2009. We have, of course, the 4-CD set on the assassination of Martin Luther King, as they did kill him intentionally. And they knew exactly what they were doing. The CIA wanted to get rid of him because he wanted to get out of the Vietnam War, and he was a hero, and they had to kill him. So they did. And we have a great 4-CD set on the USS Liberty. We actually have a DVD on it. We also have a video. We have a 4-tape set. We have a syllabus. You can get them all together on the USS Liberty special, or certainly you can get them individually. But they sent the USS Liberty, which was an intelligence gathering ship, to the coast of the Sinai during the 67 war with the idea that they would get the Israelis to sink it and they would blame the Egyptians and then we could get into a war with Egypt. That they had to have an excuse to go to war. They wanted one. And they killed about 35 of our own men. Our own leaders did it. They would not allow the aid to go. They were trying to send planes from the Saratoga. They were called back on two occasions, and the officer who sent those planes lost his career. But he did what was right. But Lyndon Johnson and Robert McNamara, who incidentally is the permanent vice chairman of the Trilateral Commission and deeply involved in the occult, Robert McNamara didn't. They sent those boys to their death, but they survived, and that's why the Liberty Special is so important. You need to get that. You go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. Our telephone number 1-800-544-8927.